Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Austin Samuelson, co-founder of Tacos for Life. Today's episode is brought to you by Consumer Fusion, Citrin Cooperman, and 1UP Web. When it comes to franchise marketing, 1UP Web has more than a team that anticipates your needs and improves your metrics. They're an agency that's been successfully supporting franchises for more than 20 years. And I don't just mean those they're working with. The franchise marketing playbook they put out a while ago was great. Their monthly franchise forward newsletter is a must read, and their website is filled with other great marketing information. Go check it out now, 1upweb.com/socialgeek, to learn more about them and snag some valuable resources. Austin Samuelson is joining us today. He's the co-founder of Tacos for Life. Welcome to the show, Austin.
Thanks for having me on, Jack.
I love the name and I love the mission and everything that I've read about Tacos for Life. Before we get to the brand itself and what you guys are doing, give me a little background on yourself. What's your story?
Yeah. So for me, if you would have asked me 10 years ago if we would be in the restaurant space, I probably would have laughed at you. Not because I didn't want to be in the space. It just was a kind of came out of nowhere for us. And just tell you a quick story of what happened for my wife and I. We were, she was a school teacher and I was working in commercial real estate, and we started to learn about hunger, and we were learning about hunger locally. We were living in Los Angeles at the time, and also learning about hunger around the world. And we heard a statistic that said at that time, this was back in 2009, heard a statistic that said 18,000 children die every day from starvation.
Wow.
And man, that just it hit us pretty hard. We didn't know what to do with it. We wrestled with that. We read, we researched, we volunteered, we donated, we did all the things for several years, and just kind of kept wrestling with this reality that there was this big need out there. And and it ultimately led us to the restaurant industry. And it really came out of the idea. This was, 10 years ago now, Tom's Shoes was really popular.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We've seen them everywhere. We all had them, and their whole concept is you buy a pair of shoes and they donate a pair of shoes. And Jack, having never worked in a restaurant before, I had this idea, how hard could that be for a restaurant to do that, right? And I've since learned that that's a little bit of a crazy question, but
if you knew, you might not have done this, right? You might not
exactly
have gone down this road. So sometimes not knowing is a really good thing.
This is bliss, right?
yeah absolutely. So, what I find fascinating about this is, we see a lot of brands out there who are doing, really terrific things and helping a lot of people and raising a lot of awareness and money for something. But typically they have a brand or a business first, and then they go out and decide, who they're going to work with and help and maybe change a little direction there. But the two of you actually started with the mission and the tacos or food concept or whatever it grew into came second, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's, it really started with that. It started with pizza. And then, we kind of kept iterating and kept changing and tweaking. And ultimately, we arrived at tacos through our second restaurant, just simply because we felt like, hey, if we, went into the taco space, they're popular. We love to eat tacos. I mean, who doesn't love great tacos, right?
Right.
The food is great. You can do all kinds of fun things with them. But then on the flip side too, every time we sell a taco, we donate a meal to a child in need. Whereas with a pizza, we're donating one meal. So we were able to follow the one-for-one model, keep it very clear, but also really ramp up the giving side, which was cool.
Yeah. And I want to reiterate that for every meal that's purchased at Tacos for Life, you're donating an entire entree to what groups are you working with that, that do the distribution and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So every time, the way we like to say it most simply and purely is every time we sell a taco, a salad, a quesadilla, a rice bowl, we donate a meal to a child in need. And we work specifically with an organization called Feed My Starving Children. They're based out of Minneapolis. They send food all over the world to over 70 countries around the world. They're a phenomenal organization. 90 cents on every dollar you send them goes directly to feeding, you know, very trustworthy organization that's getting food to the places that need it the most. You know?
I like that ratio. Yeah,
so that's
a great number.
That's how our one-for-one model works.
Mm-hmm. And I read you're approaching a milestone soon, or maybe you've already hit that. What milestone number are we looking at here?
Oh yeah, so we passed the 20 million meals donated mark.
Wow.
Actually, we're already on 21 million. It's starting the snowball, starting to build, and it's just incredible. Our guests are so loyal, and they're just. Our team is bought in, our guests are bought in, and it's just incredible. And we talk about it all the time. It's not Tacos for Life donating the meals. You know, we're just we just facilitate it because it takes, you know, our really loyal guest base eating with us and continuing to eat with us that make it possible.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to get into franchising here in just a minute, but I'm assuming that's how you're scaling this out. You probably hit a certain level of how much you can help with just having 1, 2, 3 stores, something like that. And do you see franchising as the way that you're really going to, you know, accelerate this thing and scale it way out beyond anybody's dreams?
Yeah, that's where we think the future lies. You know, we opened the first Tacos for Life in 2014. We're about to open location number 19 next week. The first handful of locations, we have 12 company locations that are corporate owned. Mm-hmm. And they're all here in Arkansas, pretty close by, you know, so that we can manage them. And we really started, we started franchising in 2017. And just, you know, we sold a few franchises. We've worked very closely with those franchisees. They're great partners. But we really went slow. We kind of put it on pause, kept refining on the corporate side of things to make sure the model was right. You know, because with our mission, we have to operate really efficiently to make it a profitable business venture for a franchisee. So we've really been working and kind of refining that model and spent the last, you know, 7 years doing that and really feel like, okay, we're ready to grow on the franchise side. We've got 20 locations in the pipeline in some form, you know, from one place or another in the pipeline that we'll see open in the next few years. And very excited because, you know, every 3 restaurants we open, we'll raise about 1 million meals a year. So
wow.
You think about the multiplying effect on that and the good that we can do is pretty incredible.
So tell me about the franchisees that have come on board with you. I assume there's sort of a whole nother level of conversations and specific traits that you're looking for with people where it isn't just opening a restaurant and doing well, it's opening this franchise and also having somebody who is in tune with your mission.
That's that was part of the learning process, you know, and while we took our time kind of getting into this, but we've learned it's got to be an individual that is equally focused on running a profitable, great restaurant. It's a good operator, a good businessman or woman, but is just as equally passionate about the mission. And the reality is for us, you know, the meal donation side of things, if you quantify that off the top end, it hits it about 3.5 to 4%. Mm-hmm. And so if it's all about the mission, the business won't be profitable and the mission won't continue, right? It'll be a poorly run location and it won't survive. If it's all about the business and not the mission, then the mission gets lost and it kind of becomes the gimmicky marketing thing. And that actually doesn't work either. So it has to be this very even balance approach to the mission and to the business side. And so that's really important to us. As we're talking to prospective franchisees and working through that.
How did the pandemic and the lockdown and everything else affect you guys over the past year and a half? I'm sure it accelerated the need for some people to get a meal, but it probably also accelerated the attractiveness of somebody getting, you know, some good tacos via carryout.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it certainly put the mission in perspective, especially in those first early days of the lockdown of seeing, you know, when we're here in Arkansas with most of our restaurants, a few in North Carolina and Texas, and, you know, seeing us go to carry out only, being in a concept that was primarily dine-in, you know, every single meal we raised, we knew mattered. And so it really drew us back to the mission. We never stopped donating meals throughout that entire time. And so that was a really important thing for us to draw back to and remind our team the why, you know, and we try to do that every day, but it really crystallized it in that time. Just from a business standpoint, you know, we had drive-thrus on all of our locations except for two, but, you know, we jokingly said the drive-thru was just kind of this, this nice to have, you know, 60 to 70% of our sales were still dine-in, you know, and I mean, we're a cook from scratch, taco shop. So, you know, we put a lot of effort into the way these things are crafted, these tacos, and we make them fresh to order. And, I mean, it's not, you know, bag and box food, you know, it's just real food that we're making. So we always said, yeah, we have a drive through and it's there if the guest wants it. And we'd have our guests would tell us, yeah, we like it. Just bring a book when you sit in the drive through, you know, it's going to take forever.
going to take a while. Yeah.
It just was. Yeah. Yeah. And we always said, well, you know, that's okay because the food is real, you know, whatever. Yeah. And we learned, you know, when the dining rooms were closed, and that was our only form of being able to, or primarily our only form of doing business, we learned really quickly that we can, and indeed, provide this great quality scratch-made food, and we can serve it to you with an average drive-through time of 5 minutes or less. Which I know for the fast food guys, you know, that's an eternity, but in our world, that's actually pretty quick, and. We saw just immediately overnight, we were hearing from our guests of like, oh my gosh, we eat with you now 2 times a week, you know, because it's easy, it's convenient. We can do that. We'll wait a few extra minutes, you know, whereas we're not going through the fast food line. We'll wait a few extra minutes where before you're asking me to wait 20 extra minutes or whatever the extreme was. So it was, and the pandemic has been a horrible thing. But for us as a business, the one good thing that came out of it was this realization of like, okay, even though we are a scratch-made concept, we can be fast, and the speed really does matter. And, you know, for a lot of folks listening out there, they'd probably say, yeah, of course, you know, but it kind of took this, you know, whole transition to kind of jar us on that. And it's been a great growth curve since then, you know, it's been really good for us.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with a wide range of owners, operators, controllers, CFOs, and a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The Citrin Cooperman Franchise Practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals, providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on serving their franchisees, customers, and building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com. Do you see that trend continuing? Even, you know, I assume most of your dining space is back open and it's all full service again. Do you see that trend of the drive through and the carry out and that kind of thing still being popular as people's habits maybe have changed throughout the pandemic?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's some habit change and then some we've just earned some trust with the guest. You know, like I was saying earlier, where, you know, you could trust that you can now, you know, stop in on your way to soccer practice or on your lunch break. So that's been good. You know, for us, you know, we're still, I was looking at the numbers last week. We're, you know, 40 to 45% dine in at the very most, you know, so there's still a lot of drive through, a lot of carry out. We do a lot of catering and the catering business is coming back very quickly, which is great as well. But yeah, you know, you go from 60% dine in to 45 and that's a pretty big change. But
that's a big
number.
We
love it because, it's allowed us to grow and adapt though in a good way.
You know, you really have had quite a crash course in just a few years on becoming a restaurateur and now also becoming a franchisor. So, you know, you have kind of a unique perspective that you haven't been doing this for 25 years or something like that, that a lot of the franchisors have been. Do you see anything else coming our way, you know, maybe sort of leveling out the number of drive-through customer versus sit-down, or the growth that you're seeing right now in your franchise sales? Any other trends or something that you see happening in 2022 that you'd like to share with the rest of the community?
You know, I think for all of us struggling on the labor side, just this the concept of really clarifying who we are and what we're about as a business, you know, whether you have a mission or don't have a mission, just being really clear about that. And I think it'll allow all of us to be able to attract and retain the right type of team members and management staff. And so I think I had someone tell me last week that I really respect, that's really has their ear to the ground on the labor side. And, you know, that he said, Austin, you need to settle in. We're going to face these challenges for the next 18 months, you know, is what his view on it was. Right. And I think this could be more challenging than actually the pandemic itself in a lot of ways, the shutdowns,
sure.
You know, whether it be the really steep rise in food costs and then the staffing challenges. But I think for us, that's really been our focus. And I really settling in and clarifying who we are, what we're about, and how we can serve our team the best and attract the right folks to the team.
Excellent.
Because we're all out there looking, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing.
Everybody's hiring.
And I think you said something there that's really interesting. You know, maybe your mission is something that would attract a team member who is looking at a job at another concept or a job with one of your franchisees. And that mission might actually make them say, I want to work with these guys. So I think, you know, having that mission maybe fills another role too in making your company stores and your franchisees a little bit more attractive to some people who really might want to join that mission.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So, Austin, before we go, if anybody would like to learn a little bit more what you're all about the food, the places, the locations, or perhaps even becoming a franchisee, where can we send them?
Yeah, so we just launched a new website a few months ago, and I really love the look and feel of it. So go there. Go to tacosforlife.com. You're going to learn all about our mission. You're going to see our menu, our great food offering. You'll see how the mission works and the real mechanics behind it, which is very simple, but you get to see stories and faces of the kids that it's impacting, which is cool. And then, of course, all the information about franchising is on there, and we would love to talk to you.
Before we go, a quick word from Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion is the only all-in-one reputation management provider that helps remove inappropriate content online. 80% of consumers say that a negative review has prevented them from choosing a business. Consumer Fusion has removed over 60,000 illegitimate negative reviews across major directory sites like Google, Facebook, Indeed, and Yelp. Check them out at consumerfusion.com/franchise. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.